Identity can be seen as a social construction. This means that it isn't something that occurs naturally, but is socially caused and created by the socialization process. Identity refers to how individuals or groups see and define themselves and how other individual groups see and define them. Identity helps to place people into the society in which they live and, therefore, influences the friends that people have, who they will marry or live with, and the communities and groups with whom they relate and belong. People define others based on certain characteristics, such as gender or race, and these labels are important because people attach some kind of importance to them. These then influence our identity. Sources of identity include social class, gender, ethnicity, nationality, disability, age, sexuality, work, leisure activities, and consumption patterns. The socialization process forms and transmits both culture and identities from one generation to the next. Individuals are not free to adopt any identity they like. Factors such as their social class, ethnic group, and gender are likely to influence how others see them. Individuals have multiple identities and assert different identities or impressions of themselves in different circumstances. Identities may change over time. For example, as people grow older, they may begin to see themselves as different from when they were younger, or people might change as their job role changes. There are many forms of identity and sources from which people draw their identities. Individual and personal identity. Woodward suggests that our individual identity is concerned with the basic question, who am I? That is, how people define themselves, how they see themselves as different from other people, and their own understanding of who they really are. Individual/personal identity is what is known as self-concept, or what Mead described as the inner me, or I. Social identity defines people in relation to the social groups to which they belong and how they differ from other social groups and individuals. These social groups include men and women, ethnic groups or national groups such as English, Scots, or Welsh. Social identities may also arise from social roles, such as mothers/fathers, teachers/students. These are identities shared by a social group and involve both personal and social identities, but differ from both because it involves elements of choice. People actively chose to identify with a group and adopt an identity associated with it. Collective identities include being a fan of a particular music genre, a feminist or an environmental activity, all of which involve a high degree of personal choice. People have several identities and may draw on more than one source. Other people can have a stigmatized identity, an identity that is seen as undesirable. People have several identities and may draw on more than one source, for example, social class, ethnicity, sexuality, or a combination. People may assert different selves in different circumstances, such as good student, good son or daughter, or in their role as an employee. A stigma refers to some physical or social characteristic that is seen by society as abnormal, unusual, and demeaning or undesirable. Goffman has suggested that such characteristics can lead to a stigmatized identity, an identity that is seen as undesirable and prevents people from being fully accepted into society, for example, the disabled. People with stigmatized identities often face negative consequences, such as being treated with fear or suspicion or refused employment. Having a stigmatized identity often means that any attempts to present an alternative impression will fail, resulting in a failed or spoiled identity.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!